Let's start with the question of renewable energy and the related issue of energy efficiency. Why won't they be enough to solve the energy and climate crises? It's an important question. Well, look, we must satisfy the world's growing demand for energy and clean water, and the developed world, which includes Australia, the US, Europe, Japan, and so on, enjoys a high standard of living, in part due to a readily available supply of cheap energy, to date generated mostly from fossil fuels such as coal, oil, and natural gas. The previously abundant supply of fossil fuels, however, has most likely encouraged the developed world to take its energy use for granted, so much so that fossil fuels are now recognised as a limited global resource. So let's review our current use of fossil fuels. Oil, for instance. Most credible analysis suggests that after a century of rising demand, we are close to or probably have even passed what they call peak oil, the point where available oil resources reach maximum production and start to decline. With natural gas, so far we haven't consumed as great a proportion of the available natural gas, which is mostly methane, by the way, which is used mostly for heating and also for electricity production, especially for peak power generation. However, globally, methane is also a limited resource, with no more than a few more decades of significant use before supplies start to shorten, at least regionally, and prices rise. This is especially likely as oil runs dry and there's a dash to gas as an oil replacement. With coal, well, that's been the traditional supplier of baseload electricity, and it's certainly more abundant than oil or gas, and there's probably a few centuries more of economically extractable supplies. But it won't last forever, and of course it's highly polluting, and not just in terms of greenhouse gases, but also other pollutants such as sulfur, and even radioactive isotopes are released when you burn coal. The alternative to fossil fuels is renewable energy, or energy efficiency, or nuclear power. Let's look at energy efficiency as one of those alternatives. Is it enough, or is it going to be a major contributor to getting off fossil fuels? Well, certainly developed countries can and probably must use the available energy that they have more efficiently. And that means using less fuel to get more mileage from cars, reducing power used by lights, fridges and other electrical appliances, and designing buildings to reduce their demand for heating and cooling. But that said, it's not really realistic to think that the world as a whole will use less energy in the future, and there are three reasons for this. First, most of the world's people currently use very little energy. But as their circumstances improve, they'll increase their use of energy per person. There's no doubt about that. More than a third of all humanity, over 2.5 billion people, have no access to electricity at all. So understandably, people in a developing world want the kind of material comforts enjoyed by developed nations, but meeting their aspirations is going to mean a massive increase in their energy use. There's no way around that. Second, as oil runs out, it's got to be replaced if we're to keep our vehicles running, let alone power up the developing world. And creating energy on a grand scale needed for oil substitutes, such as electric batteries or alternative synthetic fuels such as methanol and hydrogen and ammonia, is going to take a lot of extra energy in and of itself, because oil is an energy carrier and an energy source. And what we're looking at in the future is still having the role of that energy carrier, but it no longer being an energy source in itself. We're not going to mine it, we're instead going to synthesize it. Then, not only a large portion of the world's population becoming more energy thirsty, the population itself is increasing. The United Nations forecast world population is going to grow from around 6.8 billion today to around 9.2 billion by 2050. That's a UN projection. The growing population is also going to add to the impact of climate change and other forms of environmental damage associated with the use of fossil fuels and growing populations. Those negative effects include escalating demand for clean water, which is probably going to have to be supplied at least partly artificially through desalination and wastewater treatment. There's also going to have to be more intensive agriculture while avoiding ongoing destruction of natural landscapes like rainforests. In the next podcast, I'll continue this theme about possibilities for replacing fossil fuels.